أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم لا تسفكون دماءكم ولا تخرجون أنفسكم من دياركم ثم أقررتم وأنتم تشهدون. In the previous lesson, we spoke about a pledge that Allah took from Banu Israel, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them promise that they will worship only Allah, be kind towards the parents, the relatives, the orphan children, the needy, and to only speak that which is good to people, and to establish salah and discharge zakah. In the verses that we will discuss today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of another pledge and promise that Allah had taken from Banu Israel. Allah says, and remember when we took a pledge from you, لا تسفكون دماءكم, you will not shed each other's blood. In other words, you will not fight each other, the Jewish community. You will not fight amongst yourselves, killing each other. وَلَا تُخْرِجُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ. And another pledge that we took from you was that you will not expel each other, remove each other, drive each other out from their homes and from their lands. In other words, you should not exile any community or any group from amongst yourself and drive them out of their homes. ثُمَّ أَقْرَرْتُمْ, you agreed to this pledge. وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ, while you had witnessed also the contents of this agreement. Then Allah says, ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَىٰ, and then you are the very ones. تَقْتُلُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ, you kill each other. وَتُخْرِجُونَ فَرِيقًا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ, and you drive out a group from amongst you. You drive them out of their homes. تَظَاهَرُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, and you support each other against them, against that group whom you are fighting, bil ithmi, in sin and in transgression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is referring to the Jews of Medina. There were two Arab tribes that lived in Medina, the Aus and the Khazraj, the Khazraj tribes. These were the two tribes that lived in Medina to Munawwara. Amongst and apart from these two tribes, there were the Jewish tribes. From the Jewish tribes, you had the Banu Qurayza and you had the Banu Nadir. The Banu Qurayza and the Banu Nadir were two Jewish tribes, and they harbored enmity for each other. So the one allied itself with the Aus, and the other allied itself with the Khazraj. The Aus and the Khazraj, they were the two Arab tribes living in Medina to Munawwara, and they were always having war with each other. So whenever a war broke out between Aus and Khazraj, the Banu Nadir used this as an opportunity to attack the Banu Qurayza. And the Banu Qurayza, because they were allied with the other forces, they used this as an opportunity to attack the other Jewish community, the other Jewish tribes. So they were fighting each other and using the wars between the Arabs as an opportunity to attack each other, because they were allied to each Arab force and each Arab troops. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, here you are, تقتلون أنفسكم, you are fighting each other, killing each other, drawing each other and driving each other out of your homes, and you are supporting each other, meaning you are supporting these two Arab tribes against each other. This is ithm, this is sin and transgression. So you failed to carry out that pledge that I took from you. This is a pledge which I took from you, but you have gone against the pledge and you have broke the covenant. وَإِنْ يَتُوكُمْ أُسَارًا, but then Allah says that if they come into your hands, if they come to you as captives, to faduhum, then you are prepared to ransom them. وَهُوَ مُحَرَّمٌ عَلَيْكُمْ إِخْرَاجُهُمْ, but in the very first place, to drive them out of their homes was haram for you. What used to happen here now was that if any Jews came as prisoners into the hands of one of the Arab tribes, then their Jewish ally would tell them, let them go, release them, ransom them, and accept some payment in exchange for them. So the Arabs would tell the Jews, that why are you so insistent on this, that whenever we take a Jew as a prisoner of war, then you come to us and you force us to pay a ransom and release him and return him back to that Jewish community. They say, no, this has been stipulated upon us in the Torah. This has been stipulated upon us in the Torah, that whenever a Jew is taken as a prisoner of war, we should not kill him and we should release him and return him to his people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this was a commandment that was found in the Torah. So Allah says, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ, do you practice on a portion of the kitab. Here you are very adherent. When it came to the aspect of ransom and releasing the prisoners, Allah says, here you are adherent. So are you believing and do you practice on only a portion of the kitab? وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضٍ And you disbelieve on certain portions of the kitab of the Torah. When you weren't supposed to fight each other, you were not supposed to drive each other of your homes, there you didn't keep up to the word of the Torah. But here when it comes to ransoming the prisoners, then you seem to be practicing upon the book. In other words, they are picking and choosing. They are picking and choosing. What suits them, they will practice upon it. What does not suit them, what does not appeal to them, what does not fit within to their lifestyle and within their thinking, they reject it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has condemned this. Allah says, فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ And what can be the reward and what can be the recompense of one who does that from amongst you, except that he will suffer خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Humiliation in the worldly life. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ And the day of Qiyamah, he will be returned to an even severe punishment. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ Allah warns the Jews that Allah is not unaware of all that you do. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ Those are the ones who have purchased this worldly life in exchange for the Akhirah because of the worldly power, the worldly wealth, and out of fear that they would lose all their worldly privileges, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they sold the Akhirah in the process. They sold the Akhirah in the process and they held on to this hayat al-dunya, the worldly life. فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابِ Allah says in the year after, the punishment will not be decreased in the least. Allah will not lighten the punishment one bit. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ Neither will they have any helpers who will support them in the year after. May Allah grant us the understanding.